From a clinical, non-protocol perspective, how do you approach the postmenopausal woman who's receiving 5 years of tamoxifen, whether it's at 1 year, 2 years, or 3.5 years?
I think that with the data that I have now, my recommendation is to switch them over. Not to call them up and have them rush down to the clinic, but when I see them, to go over the data and to switch over at whatever point they are, whether they're at 1, 2, 3, 4. It's hard for me to say, well, let's just leave you on tamoxifen for another 2 years, because if you look at the crossover studies, it seems like the effect on recurrences seems to occur pretty much soon after you change. So I think at any point a woman is better off with AIs. You know, the big question is there any way you can recapture some of that benefit with tamoxifen on the back end? And that's really where I think we need to look.
What about the patient who's been on tamoxifen for 5 years? How do you approach the use of an AI, and particularly the patients who might have been off tamoxifen for a while?
Well, here my opinion might be different from what you've heard before. I think that patients who are off tamoxifen still have a risk of recurrence. I mean, we know they do. And I think that one can extrapolate the benefit of an AI to be right after you come off tamoxifen or sometime later. I think the thing to do is try and estimate what is a person's residual risk. We know at 5 years, there's still a considerable risk, especially among higher risk patients. Once you go out 10 and 15 years, then the risks all start to converge. But they're still in somewhere around 0.5 to 1% per year. And over a 5-10 year period, that could add up to 7-10%. And if you can cut that by a third, then I think it might be worth it. And I think that's about the number you'll see. So I actually think that it's reasonable to consider AIs in anybody who has had a hormone receptor positive breast cancer who is within a 10 or even 15 year period. It may sound like a big departure from what other people are saying, but based on the clinical and biological data, I think that that's a reasonable thing to do, with the caveats, again, that we have to monitor for side effects.
I mean, actually, what I've been hearing ever since the MA17 study is kind of similar to the way you approach adjuvant therapy up front, which is identify what the absolute risk is, and if it's significant, what the potential upside would be of reducing it with an aromatase inhibitor versus whatever downside it is. So as we're in the upfront setting, you're looking at the risk at one point in time, you can still make an absolute risk determination at 7, 10, 12 years. That sounds kind of like what you're saying.
Yes, I think that concept is generally applicable. I think the one question, though, is what is the multiplier? What is the relative reduction you might see that far out? And I think that with aromatase inhibitors, we're seeing it as far out as 5 years. It's very easy for me to conceive that it'll be out beyond that. Chemotherapy, however, is a totally different situation. And again, we don't know the answer to the endpoint of chemotherapy, but I think very few oncologists would give it a year or two after someone's had their primary surgery, let alone 5 or 6 years.
What is the relative risk number that, in your mind, you utilize when you're out beyond 5 years of tamoxifen?
I think it's somewhere between 30 and 40%. The MA17 gave us numbers sort of in that range, even higher than that. The crossover studies are more like in the 25 to 30% range. Now, one of the things is that the further out you go, the more you are selecting for people who are probably hormone sensitive, because people that have some degree of hormone insensitivity will tend to recur out earlier. And that's why I think you see larger hazard reduction or hazard ratios are of bigger magnitude in the MA17 trial, where you had patients who had not recurred after 5 years. So I think that in these patients, it may even be higher. So that's why I give a range of about a 30 to 50% reduction, which may translate only to 2, 3, 4, maybe 5%.